Oh, yes, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here at K1, the one you trust. And joining us in studio today is Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care. And good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Tom. How are you?
Nice and calm as usual.
Good. Yeah. Absolutely. It was a little foggy this morning, but it's kind of cleared up since I've come over here, so that's not so bad.
No, and there you go.
I hear next week's supposed to be a little cooler.
So. I'm liking that.
Yeah. Yes.
That means folks can take a little bit of a break on the air conditioners and everything else like that, and maybe have a little comfort going on in the
home. Maybe.
Homes,
so, yeah. Well, and I think it kind of starts triggering those thoughts of the end of the year is coming and, you know, fall and all of those fun things.
With Elder Care, what's going on as we enter into this change of season?
The change of season. Well, you know, we are actually in full force of talking about and planning and getting ready for all of our flu shot clinics.
That's a busy time in Elder Care.
It is. And it is, you know, for us this year, we feel like it's always been a really essential service that we've provided to the community every year, but this year it's just that much more crucial with the pandemic. And, you know, a lot of times COVID can have the same symptoms as the flu. So if you get vaccinated, maybe it helps alleviate some of that. It also can, you know, help decrease any hospitalizations for the flu versus what's going on now. So it can really help our healthcare system. And we're just excited to start getting it kicked off here pretty quick and also getting it done.
Well, there you go. Now, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, the logistics have just got to be a reason to take a little pause. So I imagine you've been working the numbers, you've been working everything else, and making sure that everyone can come in, space 6 feet apart, do whatever they need to do to stay safe so they can get safer.
Yes. You know, our teams have really been kind of using this philosophy of everything has to pivot a little bit this year. Everything needs to be a little different in pretty much anything we've done. We've all been
year.
And so the flu shot clinics are not any different for us. In fact, we plan to start our clinics a little bit earlier this year than we typically do. Usually we do them all in October because that's a really great time to get your vaccination, let it get kicked in before flu season really starts. But we're seeing that there's a little bit of a recommendation to maybe start a week or two earlier than that. So today we are actually going to announce that we're starting our flu shot clinic September 19th, which is 2 weeks prior to what we would usually start them. And then we'll run them for 6 weeks and end October 24th. If we need to add in that last part of October, that last week, we will. But something different this year, if you're ever gotten a flu shot at Elder Care, then you would know that we offer both the regular vaccine as well as the high-dose vaccine for 65 or older. And we typically would do them on Tuesdays, every Tuesday in October. Well, to keep people safe, to make sure that we have as much space as we need and the logistics, we are actually moving all of our flu shot clinics this year to Saturday.
Saturday. It's a change. Like you say, we make these pivots with COVID.
Yes. Our idea is on Saturday, there's no business in our building other than what will now be flu shots. So instead of having, you know, people coming in for our doctor or our physical therapy or normal business, we can kind of separate that a little bit, give a little bit more space. So we're going to be doing these on Saturdays. The time is still the same, 9 to noon, 1 to 4. You'll just need to be thinking about Saturdays instead of Tuesdays.
And you'll have more room in order to physically distance from one another.
Yes. Well, and we've been thinking, you know, everyone has a different comfort level. Everybody, some people might be comfortable coming into our building, doing a walk-in flu shot clinic like we've historically done. Some people may not be as comfortable with that. So this year, we're also going to attempt a couple drive-through flu shot clinics as well. And so what we'll do is starting Saturday, September 19th, you'll come to Elder Care, but we're going to do this in a drive-through fashion. You're going to come through our parking lot, go to a few different stations, and then by the time you get around our building, you will have gotten your flu shot and right back out the driveway. So for those who want to stay in their car, who maybe just already struggle getting in and out of the car anyways, this could be a really great option for you. You can still come get a regular flu shot, or most people come see us for that high-dose flu shot because they're 65 or older. And so our first drive-through clinic will actually be our first clinic in general, so Saturday, September 19th. Then the next September 24th. That's a Saturday. It will be a walk-in, and we'll start alternating. So one weekend will be a drive-through, one weekend will be a walk-in, and vice versa.
So we start the 19th with the drive.
With the drive-through.
24 walk.
Walk-in.
Back to drive.
It'd
then
be
back
the
to walk.
3rd would be a drive-through. The 10th would be a walk-in. October 17th would be a drive-through, and then the last one, October 24th, would be a walk-in.
Okay.
So that is the plan. Now, as 2020 has shown us, plans change. And so if we anticipate having a flu shot clinic outside, a drive-through, and the weather is not conducive to that, it's too cold or it's too windy or there's a storm going on and no one can really get a flu shot very well, we're not going to cancel those. We're just going to move them inside then. So rain or shine, every Saturday we'll have a flu shot clinic. It may have originally maybe been scheduled for a drive-through. It may move inside. We'll make sure, you know, there's lots of signs that say today's inside. You know, you should hopefully be able to see that if the weather's bad, we're just going to move it inside. But we're trying to think, what can we do to serve everyone? What can we do to look at everyone's comfort level on what would be better for them? And how can we accommodate it? And we feel like these schedules and these changes will hopefully be able to do that.
Great. So you come in, you drive around the building, signal a left turn with your arm hanging out. Next thing you know, you got a flu shot.
Maybe. So a couple things are also a little different. We're trying to think, you know, one of the things that we like to do is we like to help fill out your paperwork. So we make sure we get all of your insurance information correctly.
Yes.
That's just a service we do. And we're thinking, how can we do that, but yet reduce your wait time? You know, make this a little faster so you're not having to stand 6 feet next to someone for a long period of time. Not that it's usually too long, but maybe longer than you're comfortable. So this year, we're also going to encourage anybody who wants to come to, whether it's a drive-through or the in-person clinics, to give us a call prior. We're going to do all your paperwork on the phone.
Wow.
We'll register your paperwork on the phone. When you show up, we'll just ask your name, pull it out for you, make sure nothing's changed since the time we talked. You'll take that form, you'll keep going to the nurse will get you your shot, and then you'll head in. So the idea is to just reduce the amount of things that you need to do when you're there, maybe get you in and out a little faster. So we are pre-registering people. I will say a pre-registration does not guarantee a flu shot. What it does is just reduce your wait times, reduces what you have to do. So we're not guaranteeing if you call us and give us a name that we're going to have a shot with your name on it ready for you. It's just going to give us a really good idea of who's coming, how many are coming. And then that way, if we start getting low for some reason, we can try and reorder. This year, we know it's going to be important. So we even ordered more doses than we've ever had before. So running out is probably not going to happen. So you'll have
not
to feel nervous about that.
Mm-hmm.
But this pre-registration just lets you reduce the time you're there, kind of get some of that frustration out, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And then you can just come right on in and go straight into the nurse kind of thing.
I like that.
Yeah.
You take all the hassle out of it, and you just calmly go in, get your shot, and go.
Yeah.
A little prep. Never hurts.
A little prep. And if you're doing the drive-through, you know, it makes that so traffic's not backing up as well. So we really encourage you to call and pre-register your information. We can give you the dates, more of the schedule. So if you don't remember after talking to us today what it is, we can give it to you. All you have to do is call Elder Care at 918-336-8500. Tell them you want to get registered for a flu shot, and we'll take it from there.
Jennifer Ennis is with us here with Elder Care, and that's good news. That is really good news. And your team and everyone involved really did a great job in making sure that everyone, A, could have the accessibility to the shot, and two, do it in a way that it's just not a jumble.
We're trying. Now, we also
streamlined.
Ask,
yes, I like that.
We also ask that everyone gives us a little grace, because obviously this is the first for us as well this year.
Is.
So we've spent many hours really thinking through the process. What can we do to make this smooth and easy and accessible? But there's probably going to be hiccups, especially maybe the first one or two of them. Mm-hmm. So give us a little grace. We're going to be as compassionate and caring as we can while we figure out where that hiccup may have happened. The other part that I always like to remind people, and this is whenever you're getting your flu shot, you know, especially you don't want to be hanging around big groups of people or people. So when you go get a flu shot, wear accessible clothing to your arm. You know, don't wear something too tight or a button-up shirt where you can't get to that upper arm of your flu shot, because that's the proper technique and the proper place to put it. And if you're kind of struggling, especially in a drive-through setting, it could be awkward for you. So just remember the clothing you wear when you go get a flu shot. And then also note that to keep everyone safe, kind of like we've talked about, whether it's drive-through or in our walk-in clinics, everyone will be required to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. So if you come up and you didn't bring one, we will provide one for you. We ask that you keep it on when you're interacting with our nurses and our staff to keep us safe so we can keep giving shots mm-hmm. and we don't have any kind of problem. So they will be required, but we'll provide them if you don't have one. So.
Yeah, I can't think of too many seniors who don't have one.
Yeah, and if you know what, if you got in line, you're like, oh, no, I totally forgot. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, now that happens.
It happens. It's okay. And we're really just asking you to do that mm-hmm. because you're protecting our nurses, which means we can keep giving more flu shots.
Great.
Kind of thing. So just remember that, but it's going to be a great year. Mm-hmm. We'll keep talking about it. We'll make sure it gets out there.
Who knows? You might have developed a whole new process moving forward, COVID or no COVID.
Absolutely. I mean, we are always looking for better ways to be efficient, but also better ways to serve the community. And sure. if this works out well, it doesn't mean we won't maybe try it again next year and so forth. But we just encourage you to think about getting your flu shot, whether you are, you know, one or you're 100. Flu shots will be so important this year to not overwhelm our healthcare system, like we've talked.
Well, not and to not overwhelm yourself or yeah. your body's immune system mm-hmm. or even your family, because you know having the flu is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Now, if you can kind of knock that out, you know the other stuff you'd be able to handle a lot easier.
Yeah. So we go out. That. We're a big advocate of getting a flu shot. We hope that if you're 65 or older, you'll choose to come to elder care and get your flu shot. We're also encouraging anybody 65 or older to get that high-dose flu vaccine. So if you don't know the difference, Tom, a regular flu vaccine is the same strain. We're offering the quadrivalent, which means we cover all four of the flu strains that have been identified and hope that, you know, you've got four times the coverage kind of thing. Well, high-dose vaccine, it's the same vaccine. It's got the same four strains that we're trying to protect again, but it adds in what we call antigens. So there's a little boost in the shot for 65 or older. That boost helps that vaccine get into your system faster. So as you get older, your immune system isn't as responsive to things. It gets a little slower. And so this antigen just gives you that little boost. So it protects you longer and faster than maybe a regular flu shot. But you're still being vaccinated with the same vaccine. So don't let that scare you off.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same vaccine. It's just, do you want that little kind of powerful punch to get it in and
get
last
into
it
your
longer?
Body quicker?
Yes.
And to do its thing a little quicker.
Yeah, and there are two types of high-dose vaccines out. There's one called Fluad. That's a relatively new high-dose vaccine, a couple years. And there's Fluzone. Fluzone's been around significantly longer. It's the one Elder Care has offered for many, many years and will continue to offer that specific brand of high-dose flu vaccine. But we encourage, say you go to a pharmacy and you get a high-dose vaccine, ask them what you're getting, because if you have a reaction to one brand,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean you can't take the other brand next year, but you wouldn't know if you didn't know which brand you had.
You don't know if you don't know.
If you don't know. So just ask some questions there.
Well, very good. What else is going on at Elder Care that we need to know? That's pretty significant. That's big news.
Yeah, it is. Well, the other thing is we are getting slightly closer to October. Mm-hmm. And if you are 65 or older or getting close, you probably know that October 15th through December 7th is open enrollment for your Medicare Part D. That's your drug plan. It's not your supplement plan. It's your prescription plan, what covers those things. So each year from October 15th through December 7th, you have an opportunity to reevaluate your plan that you have and decide, is that the plan that's best for you? Did my medications change so much that another plan mm-hmm. is better? Every year we offer free counseling for that. We're going to continue to do that this year, but as we've seen with the flu shots, they're going to look a little different. We're going to offer those on the phone, so you won't come in person to do those. So as we get closer and you want an appointment, we encourage you to call us, get your name on the list so we can get you an appointment. It's going to be a little slower on the phone, so we won't have quite as large of a capacity as we do each year. Mm-hmm. So we ask that you don't wait to the last minute and hope that December 6th you can get in and kind of thing. But we are still committed to offering that service this year, and we want the community to know that. So give us a call, and we can get you registered or start for that as well. Again, that starts October 15th, so we can't make an appointment before then, and that's when the portal's open mm-hmm. with the federal government. We can look at it then, go through December 7th. But the same number will let you register for your flu shot and Medicare Part mm-hmm. D by calling 918-336-8500, and we can help you with either one of those things.
Now, if someone wants to spend a little time online taking a look at all the services that Elder Care, proudly provides, mm-hmm. what is your website?
So you can check us out at www.abouteldercare.org. Gives a great overview of all of our websites. We'll get these flu shot dates on there for mm-hmm. you, some information that way. Another wonderful way to keep up with us is on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you can follow Elder Care. We try and keep those things really up to date and posting the schedules and things like that for those who want to do that. Is another good way to get information. Keep an eye on the paper. We put a lot of press releases out, and so that's another wonderful way to kind of see what we're doing mm-hmm. as we go.
All right, very good. Jennifer Ennis with Elder Care, thank you for being on board today.
Absolutely, thank you.
And you've been listening to our Community Connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Bourne Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors.
Maybe this